Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So good morning. Welcome to Artists Soar. We are talking today about what's your problem? In other words, are you a hoarder? Do you have a problem with something? So what are you guys working on today or this week or this month?
I am still working on the fox scene, and I don't think I'm going to be done with that thing for like ever. It's just, yeah, that's all I'm working on, really. Well, Christmas stuff, but yeah.
Okay. I am working on a whale holding flowers. It's like he's delivering flowers.
Oh my gosh, how cute would that be?
And
so he's gonna have to have like big flippers holding a flower. I can see it right now.
Yeah, so he's pretty cute, and working on that.
I just started. Well, I finished our September challenge of mini art. So I did these small, I think they're 3x3s of a bunch of different cactuses.
They're so cute.
I was listening to Russell Brand. This is totally off topic, but Russell Brand, and he was talking about like the COVID. I don't know if you've watched any of his YouTube stuff. Mm-mm. He's funny.
Okay.
But he's a little bit weird in his approach and very like engaging. But anyway, he was talking about mice. So apparently there's this new COVID shot that's coming out and a booster or whatever, and they've tested it on 8 mice. And he always says 8 mouses. 8 mouses. So it's like cacti. Mouses. Russell Brand. Yeah, he's a trip.
So
anyway,
also, sorry. In each episode, guys, we like to talk about like artists that we like or we're following. And I think you had one, Julie.
Yeah, so I came across Jess Miller Draws in one of a community call I had with Logan Elliott. And I just love how fresh her work is. She works on the iPad. She's got real cute designs, bright colors, just really fun art.
Yeah. And it's a cute website. It's Jess, J-E-S-S, Miller Draws. DRAWS.com. She has a portfolio, a newsletter, an Etsy shop, and I would go and check her out.
Yeah, I like one of her little images over there with the butterfly with the iPad right below it. That's great imagery.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I like her quotes, and she's got some cute cards.
Oh, she's got some Halloween stuff. All right, you guys need to go and check her out.
I'm surprised you didn't get stuck on the spice rum. Did you see the spice rum down there?
I did. hello.
There we go.
So check her out.
Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artists Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your own lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
All right. So we thought this topic would be funny because we have lots of problems.
No.
Never. And I'm going to throw Julie under the bus first, because before she went to France, ding, 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 yes, our travel person, you stored up on some watercolors, but I know that's not necessarily your new thing, but you also love pens
and notebooks. I have hundreds of notebooks. And then I almost had anxiety. This reminds me about this story this weekend. So my daughter was looking, my youngest was looking for a notebook that she could use for her math scratch paper, because she's always running out of scratch paper for her math problems. And I'm like, well, I have a notebook. And I have these two notebooks. Love the quote on them. They're a little thick and heavy, so I haven't used them yet. And they were in my notebook stash that I let her go through. And I'm trying to part with my notebooks. But girls, I had so like heart racing, butterflies in my stomach, upset that she is sitting here going to use these. Then she was like, well, can I have them both? Because they're really cute.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get used.
Okay.
I have so many notebooks that I just love the covers that I'm just scared to use. It's like the blank page.
Yeah.
And I let her take them.
I know. I picture you holding them going, you can have them. No, take them. And she's like, and you're gripping them with a death grip. I can see you're like, no, sure. Go ahead. Take them.
I know. I was like almost having a panic attack because I was letting my daughter take two of my notebooks.
And she's going to write in them.
That doesn't bother me. One of the things that bothers me is like when I give them something and they only use like the first two pages. And then after that, they don't use it again.
And see, that's partially what I'm afraid of, too.
Yeah.
And because they're heavy, I know she's not going to carry them in her backpack to school. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even seen her using them yet.
I wonder if she's afraid to use them.
I don't know.
They got to be for the right
thing. I was trying. The right this purpose. Is my and this is my anxiety, you know, child. So I'm like trying really hard not to show
that you have anxiety
over taking my notebooks. It's so stupid. So I can buy a new notebook. I mean, heck, I could make my own with the quote on it that I like. That's the only reason I like it is the quote on the front.
What's the quote?
Do
you remember?
I have too many.
Did you hear she has hundreds?
Hundreds?
Yes, hundreds. I do. Because I have three. I have three shelves full of notebooks.
Wow.
That I'm trying to get rid of. And walking past the notebook section at Michael's or Hobby Lobby or somewhere else, really hard. Takes lots of self-control not to buy those notebooks.
Really?
Because I see pretty quotes or pretty notebooks and I like them. So I buy them.
You should take a... Okay, I'm just telling you. Not that I do this whatsoever.
Because you have your own problem.
I have my own problem. But take a picture of the quote and the notebook and then create your own work from it.
Yes, and that's what I need to do. And that's what I'm...
I can't.
But do you know how many pictures and notebooks I do have of the ones that I haven't bought that I still liked, but I was already buying a different one that I liked more?
Oh, wait, explain that. I missed that. What?
In other words, she bought three instead of six notebooks. But so she has pictures of the other three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I understood that. I like mentally went there, but yep.
Yeah, because you can't talk either.
Oh, I know. This is what I'm laughing at.
But then pens to go with the notebooks. I have my pens all organized. I have hundreds of pens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you always have to have a good pen to go with the notebook.
You can't find a blasted pen in my house.
Oh, gosh. Mine are all organized. I know where they are. Well, you came over and brought your daughter over to get pens when she was doing the writing.
So over a period of time, she was doing that. She went through a phase of like trying to write really neat. And I showed her a picture of your handwriting. And she's like, oh, could she show me how to do that? And then we went all over the place looking for what were those pens?
I'm trying to remember which one you were looking for, the razor points.
I don't even know, but we eventually found them after like the fourth store. And then and that was like a short-lived phase. It lasts maybe like a month, 2 months.
Yeah.
And now her handwriting's crap again. And but yeah, we went to her house. She's like, oh, you got to try this one and this one and this one. And she's like, pulled out this drawer that was nothing but pens. And then she had another drawer that had all these pens in boxes, like 20, 60 boxes, 20 pens. Bless your heart.
I know.
No, I appreciated it a lot. I mean, this was an
excellent thing. Don't waste your money on pens. I have hundreds of pens. Try which ones you want first.
And you've been down to the studio and around our backside where we... Our backside.
Our backside.
Where our desk and things are. There's like thousands of pens there too. Are the ones that she can like needs down there, but doesn't need them at her house. But it's like a security blanket.
But you know, at the same time, it's like, how can you get rid of this stuff? Like, it has value to you, but it doesn't necessarily have value to sell. You know?
Right. Well, the other thing too, it's like the pens run out. So eventually, right. and the good news is
two lifetimes from now, you'll.
Right. The good news is I haven't bought any new pens in a long time.
This is making you itch for them though. I can tell you're like, I'm going to have to get those on Amazon that I saw or Dick Blick or.
So, no, I mean, I've been good. I haven't bought new pens and the kids don't buy pens or pencils for school.
Oh, that's good.
Other, well, I take that back because, you know, they they want the 200 number two pencils for the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
But starting next year, I won't have to anymore because Catherine will be in middle school. But yeah. Yeah. And then so we're working on the garage this weekend and we have some filing cabinets for my mom's house. And then John starts opening the drawers.
And they're pens.
Oh, no.
No. Please don't buy file folders or hanging file folders. Please come to my house to get some.
Oh, really?
Really?
Three drawers of hanging file folders. Three drawers. And these are the old fashioned, not the lateral ones, but the vertical ones. There's three drawers of hanging file folders. There's two drawers or three drawers of notebooks. And these are not pretty notebooks. They're just your Cambridge, Oxford notebooks.
Really? Unused?
Yes.
Dang. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll go a school supply shopping at your house.
Yes.
There's a foster kid closet where they take not only clothes and stuff, but like school supplies.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
But that would be hard to do too. I would just like.
Because it's a consumable thing. So a lot of the stuff that we kept at my mom's was consumable. So like cleaning supplies. We're not going to have to buy cleaning supplies for a couple of years.
Well,
but they're something that you use and they don't expire. So why get rid of them? And it's kind of like the same thing with the notebooks. Like,
yeah. Well, and while we're sitting here, I just was going to show you. We have this new liquid roller pens.
I've had those for a while.
Yes, but they're here, set out, ready to go.
On top of a beautiful notebook.
Which I'm using now because this one's full, so.
But she has to refer back to this one.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I'm, you know.
Fully integrated into the new one.
Exactly. I feel like okay, enough about me. I feel like I'm in some therapy session here.
No, you're fine.
Well, I would like to know what's behind all of this. It's interesting. I have a stack, but it's a small stack of notebooks.
I'm just a paper snob. I mean, I love good quality paper. And I love good quality notebooks.
And you like good quality pens.
Yeah.
And it does have, once you get a hold of a good one,
this
you
is don't not a cheap notebook.
No. Mm-mm.
But, and I think this one is, these are two of my favorites. This one is a name I can't pronounce.
Oh, that's neat.
Let's see.
I like the block on that.
I know. I like the blocks on that.
Yeah. So it starts out with your project blocks. This is, and it's got the Mohawk paper.
Notebook
which Mohawk paper is,
Mohawk
your paper snob is a good paper.
Well, no, it's got little glasses on here and some kind of whatever. We'll
Mohawk take paper.
Yeah, I don't
remember. And then look, it's got a folder back there.
These are my other favorites. This is the one. This is my other favorites. This is the name. I can't pronounce it.
Lukstrom. Lukstrom. Lukstrom 1917.
Luch. I don't have my glasses. TTURM 1917.
Yeah. And then they have pockets. These are my favorites.
I love the pockets.
Yeah. I do too. So this is the go-to notebook, and the other one is the one that we tried to pronounce and probably horribly mispronounced.
So I have several. So when I find these, I buy two or three at a time because I will use them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just my daily note-taking notebooks.
So I see you have a sticker on this one. I know you have painted on them before.
Yeah, because moleskins are my other favorites that I journal in. And those are, but this one's fabric. The Mohawk one is. So I won't put anything on this one.
I've painted on fabric before.
You do?
With acrylic and stuff.
Yeah.
You can even get puffy
fabric. I know, right?
So you can. And that was this other thing. you can do like a little squishy, you know, the, what are those?
Yeah, the squishy.
What's the little character? He's the little character, the little squishy. Squishy something or another. He's just kind of square. Anyway.
No okay, clue. So remember the
we're all looking at
the puffy stickers from the 80s.
Yes, I love the puffy stickers.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Someone else's turn.
So Rachel's next. She hoards lots of like little things too.
Tens.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Cute puffy.
She's Googling. Cute puffy something. All right. So what do I do? What's my problem? Do we want to hit my problem? Or
it's like.
Oh, she's still Googling.
Okay. It's just rabbit hole.
Yeah. Sorry.
Squirrel. That's a problem.
Okay. Let's start back. What? So
your problem. What's your problem?
Well,
I could tell you. I could tell you.
Yes.
Oh yeah, mugs. That's a good one. I got that problem.
Dang.
I got that problem.
You've got mugs.
I do.
But you know, this is one, I saw this on Facebook. And
I do. Look, I got,
but there's certain mugs that you want each day. Like, what do I feel
different
like?
Different ones.
You know, and you pick right. the mugs according to what you feel like. So. Yeah.
Exactly. And I do have some of my favorite mugs, but then I have mm-hmm. other mugs. Oh my gosh, Julie. Yes.
And you can't get rid of them because you might need them.
No. And I have like gone mm-hmm. through them before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have just one level uh-huh. of mugs now. And then I have like my cups that go to my
dishes. Okay.
And then I have Tervis's.
Okay.
Like cups with lids. Does that count with mugs? Oh, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got a Tervis's, but Tervis's and like you those travel mugs are ding ding ding. coffee.
Yeah.
But
drink your problem.
But you have like mugs you for home and mugs to put in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you do.
Dang it. And I have gone through my mugs before and I've gotten rid of like a lot. Like that whole corner was mugs at one point.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And pens.
You got a pen problem too?
Well, yeah. There's three right there. And then I've got some.
Three containers. That's well, not. We can't compare you to Julie, though. Pen problem. You're an amateur Sharpie. Pen
I'm hoarder. An amateur hoarder. But yeah, I do.
Well, and you know, it probably pens. Started because I. Probably gave you a Sharpie set as a gift, which used to be my standout gift like, that I'd give to all the designers the paper and clients. Really? I'd give them a stack of Sharpies. Because, well, that was back in the day when we were still printing everything on paper. But I think you gave me
the paper mates because of the color.
Oh, yes. Because the paper mates are great.
Because I'm totally Moleskine girl, too.
Yes, I love, yeah. Paper mates on Moleskine are so smooth.
Aren't they?
Yes,
I know.
But I tell now you, I'm gonna have to... they need an AA for pens and paper.
They really do because it is hard to.
And I'm not. I know I'm not the only one out there. Now. Like I need you listeners to comment and tell me how much you relate to this problem.
Well, and the problem is, and I'm not helping your situation, but now I have found these highlighters that are non-bleed highlighters.
Oh, the midlines.
That's what it is. Midlines.
Yes.
And that's what Emily went
called.
On.
I yes. know.
Those are awesome.
I've got some of those.
And the little click markers. I think that
I love those too.
They're not midline. They're similar to midline though. I can't think of what they're called.
And they like never dry out.
No,
yes, those things they're awesome.
Oh my! And yeah. you just go click click,
and they don't bleed through the paper.
We'll put a link to them on. Well, okay. So now we're just gonna add to people's problems.
But I need you supporters out there to comment.
Clickable
with your
pens.
Favorite pen or notebook.
But what do you do with
so
the
we
mug?
Can go shopping again?
Yeah. But I do need to ask you guys seriously. So I do need to go through my mugs again and I need to get rid of. And like there's some that I don't drink in. I don't like.
Yeah.
But they're like cute. They're like a turtle.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get rid of that?
I don't know.
Put pens in it?
See,
and that's what I do with my mugs because I don't like drinking coffee out of a mug. Mm-hmm. I like to have a lid on it because I usually am pretty slow about drinking it.
I gotcha.
So I use mine for different pens.
Like I can share my mugs with you.
So I've taken some mugs and putting like cotton balls in them.
And, yes, that's a good idea.
That way you just grab the
as long as the cats don't steal them.
Oh, the
Balls in the bottom.
So, like in a in our bathroom, yeah. I used to have like this little container that I put cotton balls in, and it broke or something. And I was like, well, I need to go to the cotton balls because I don't want to just go for the bag every time. And so I took a coffee mug and put cotton balls in it. It looks cute because it looks like it's like a little foam on top.
Yeah, that's a cute idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Every one of my bathrooms is gonna have a cotton ball. I need more bathrooms.
Well, I did the same for like little Q-tips and things like that. The tall, thin ones, thin coffee mugs.
I'm so doing that.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. That way you can keep your mugs and
make them useful. I still need to get rid of some of them.
Well, I saw another thing that was really super cute where they took a, what is that saying? Coffee mugs. And they made a candle and put the candle in it. So when you burn it, it looks like it's steaming cup of coffee.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cool. Oh, yeah. So you have a little candle making thing maybe around Christmas or something.
Super cute.
Yeah. That's
a good idea.
Everybody gets a coffee mug. So, like, you bought me a coffee mug, for my birthday or something last year or this year? And it says,
Oh, shit. This sneak calls for a spreadsheet.
It is one of my favorites.
I have some of my pens in it and I have it turned right that way.
Okay. The reason I did that is because these two women will spreadsheet you to death.
I don't know what you're talking about as you look at a spreadsheet of all the topics we're going to talk about on this podcast.
But that's what I love about you guys. You're so organized. But all right, now it's your turn, Stephanie.
What's my problem? I hoard my own artwork. I really do. Coffee mugs is probably another one. Because I'm looking at
my stack of artwork over there, too.
I mean, I love my artwork, and it's really kind of hard to... It's not necessarily hard to let it go, I guess. Like, if somebody were to come to me and say they want it, but for me to put it out there and say, hey, this is for sale, I have a real... Or give it to people, and I know where it came from. When I first started painting, I gave one a 24x36 painting... to a really nice one. It was
big, a
winter scene of it was all different shades of blues. It was gorgeous. And I gave it to my aunt, and somewhere along the line it got slashed. And I was so pissed off about that because I put like
accidentally slashed.
She said it like she was moving it and it fell and it got slashed.
Oh man.
And
she was heartbroken. Not as much as you.
No, because I mean, that was like 80 hours of work, you know, back when I was first starting painting. And so I have a really hard time giving or, you know, especially giving because I don't think they appreciate the value that's in it. So,
correct.
And that's why I price my pieces the way I do because... You know, if you want it, you better pay the right price because I love these things. Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned it on this show or not, but I have a really good friend. She lives in Nashville.
Yeah.
She's an amazing artist. Amazing artist. Mm-hmm. She will not sell her work.
Yeah, because people just don't, I don't think, necessarily always appreciate the level of work that went into it. But that's one of the things that I have. But I think when we have like art shows coming up, I'm also going to have like another bin of all these pieces. They're actually prints. So I'm just like, sell these suckers $10 a piece. I don't care. Get them out
exactly.
of here.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
see, I can see where you did that. And like Julie's done that too, where you order prints. Mm-hmm. And so then you have these prints in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want them anymore.
I don't either.
It's like, you know, my style of 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But is that old school now too? I guess now we're switching topic, but is that kind of old school technology to get prints? Or shows,
not really.
For galleries or anything.
People still do it. We just don't.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys have gone more digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And digitized your artwork.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interest. That's a topic for another show. But
yeah. I'm trying to think. What else do I hoard? My problems. You know, I am terrible. I know I'm not alone on this one. Cleaning up and getting rid of files and on like my, not only on my computer, but personally getting rid of files. Cause I'm like, oh, maybe at some point I'll use this. Oh yeah, that was a good idea. You know, maybe I'll do that at some point. And it's been in that folder for like 2 years.
Right. You said you have actually cleaned out one of your drawers. So that was a good idea.
Yeah. And I still kept a pretty decent stack of like, here's the things that were good ideas.
You just need to create a ClickUp space for your ideas.
Yeah.
Instead you could of do that.
And then that way you're not taking up the drawer space.
Yeah, but I mean, there are already like documents that are mostly written out.
Oh.
And
you can always scan them in and put them in ClickUp.
You could do that.
Mm-hmm. That still takes time.
I know. It does. It I'm still like, takes time.
That's why I'm like, you could do that, but I won't.
Oh. That's the thing I have. The next problem that I have is not necessarily hoarding or whatever, but just my problem right now is coming up with the process of scanning my artwork in to put it on my website and to sell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have like your processes down.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something.
Okay. Yes, Stephanie, tell me something, girlfriend. Please be my friend.
I know. So, and one of the things I'm working on right now for our community, the Positive Painters, is how to create standard operating procedures. So, and one of the things I'm going to give as an example is the process that I use specifically for Etsy from the beginning to the end when you actually upload it up there. And so the idea is like, you'll be able to plug and play kind of like your own process. At least it'll kind of outline that. So you can think about the process that you want that's best for you.
Right.
Because everybody's different.
Yes.
So yeah, you're going to have to find something that works for you and then write it down.
And write it down and then pull it up and follow it every time. So it becomes habit.
Yep.
Just like we were talking in the Lunch and Learn last week. It's like, you got to write it down and repeat it every time.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat.
Learn, paint, repeat. Except learn, do, repeat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been my like action problem, right?
Action problem.
Besides mugs.
Well, and I think one of the things I was thinking when we were first talking about this is like, you know, hoarding is, I don't think we mean to make light of it. It is actually a mental problem.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, we're it's not really a mental, well, maybe it is for some of us. But just kidding, Julie. She's like, damn it.
I know, like sorry, my eyes pop out.
No, but we don't mean
in all seriousness, we're not making light of it. These are our problems that we're dealing with in our lives right now. And we're just putting it out there for you guys. We're not here to judge. We're not really judging. We're not perfect. This is just us as being real human artists.
And ripping on each other.
Yep.
But out of love. But yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, you guys let us know what your problems are.
Thanks for listening to Artist Soar,
podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.